From the studios of Books in Motion, this is John Pruden reading On Night's Shore by Randall Silvis. Now let's begin with On Night's Shore. Author's note. On Night's Shore is a work of fiction. I have made every effort to remain true to the character of E.A. Poe and all other actual persons portrayed in this novel, and have striven to present an accurate picture of New York City in 1840. But I have on occasion been forced to choose between narrative unity and fidelity to chronological facts. In every case, story and drama won out over fact. The body of Mary Rogers, for example, was actually discovered in the Hudson River a year later than I have depicted here. The same holds true for the onset of Virginia Poe's tuberculosis. Also, although Poe resided in or near New York City at various times throughout his adult life, he was not, to my knowledge, living in New York City in the summer of 1840. Finally, this book might never have been written were it not for the efforts of my agent, Peter Ruby, and my editor, Barry Neville. Every time I wanted to discard the idea, every time the research threatened to bury me, every time I longed to let the story die a silent death, Peter coerced, cajoled, and encouraged me to keep going. His and Barry's insightful remarks and suggestions helped in a significant way to create and shape this book. Thank you, gentlemen. R.S. Chapter 1. The baby came sailing out of the window like a spider unwinding its silk, spinning down, slowly turning, an elegy in free fall. It was one of those sights which, even as you watch, you do not see the horror of the madness. Otherwise you would turn away, or maybe because the sun was in my eyes that afternoon and cast the baby as a silhouette.